A buzzword in business these days is pivot. You may very well have to pivot in your business. It's the Profit Dig Radio Show, y'all. We're talking construction. Hey guys, Jerry Work from Profit Dig here. So let's talk some more about how to find success in what is going to likely be a difficult year. There's going to be work out there, but you are going to have to be flexible. A buzzword in business these days is pivot. You may very well have to pivot in your business as far as the type of work that you do, or the industries you target, or it could even be the geographic industry in which you work. Whatever it is, you may have to adjust how you conduct your business. You may have to also adopt new capabilities. There may be work that you have traditionally subcontracted out that you may need to now perform yourself. In the long run, that could be a good thing because you are expanding the scope of work that you can do, just thus opening up other business opportunities. And you could also be making yourself more valuable to potential employers or present employers if you can do more different things. It's never a bad thing to grow the capabilities of your business. Think about where the opportunities lie and pivot in that direction. Your home construction in rural or suburban areas, warehousing, anything environmental. You know, go where the trend is. The trend is your friend. You know, if you're building apartment buildings in New York City, you know, if that's your specialty, that's not a good place to be. That's kind of an extreme example, but you know, if what you're doing is not what is in demand, you can go after new business. You know, you can kind of reimagine your business. Another problem you're going to have is finding workers. That's been the case forever in construction. I know my buddy Jeff Spencer talks about that all the time, how incredibly difficult it is to find good workers. Now, there may be a little bit of relief in that area in certain parts of the country where things have been locked down. Maybe there are guys sitting around waiting to go back to work. But in general, you're still going to have a hard time finding workers, even good laborers. In my opinion, this is another good reason to have a strong internet presence. You know, if you can attract good possible workers and nurture those guys, you know, you can grow a strong in-house staff. But a young man is very likely going to do some research, and if you are not represented well in your online visibility, that guy may skip you right over. A strong web presence and a strong social media presence, all of those things can help spread your brand so that you are more likely to attract good potential workers. So put an internet marketing plan in place for 2021. You know, it goes beyond just marketing to attract business. It attracts potential employers. It attracts good things to you. If you are in the public eye, if you are the company that has good visibility, it could very well help grow your business to the next level. Run a modern shop. If you are doing your bids and keeping up with all of your data on a spreadsheet, you're costing yourself time and you are not being as efficient, as effective as you could be. Seek out software solutions that can make your processes better. You know, I'm not going to go into a profit dig sales spiel. We've done that before. You know, but use some kind of tool to create professional quality job bids. Track your costs directly against the line items in your bids, against the bid items. That's what we designed Profit Dig for, because we want you to know exactly what parts of the bid you're losing money or you're making money. And again, whatever system you use, if you can record your expenses and your costs in that fashion, at the end of the job, you can look back and say, okay, well, here we made money, but we did terrible here. So the next time I bid this kind of job, I need to account for that and maybe bid more for whatever that is. If you don't have that data, if you don't track it correctly, you're not going to be able to make those kinds of decisions that will improve your business and grow over time. And you've got to look for whatever competitive advantage you can gain, and running your company in a more efficient and productive manner is one way to do that. So if Profit Dig can be of assistance to you, whether it's setting up how you bid and track your jobs, or if you need marketing help, website, social media stuff, that's what we do, and we exist to help certainly smaller construction companies compete and succeed and grow and get big. So look us up at profitdig.com or email us at info@profitdig.com. I'm Jerry Work. We'll see you next time.